Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. Yes. Father, have your
mercy. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know.
It's getting late, the clock is winding down, so I'll be on my way. Quick, the sun's no longer shining. I called you on the phone to say, come on now, 'cause I'm in your driveway. We kiss and headed straight for downtown.
Nobody coming?
Nah. She quit, man.
Who?
Jazzy.
What you mean?
We got into a bed on Friday.
Who, you and Jazzy? About what?
I'm about to tell you. I'm trying to see if this shit gonna play. Y'all. What's going on?
Jesus. Yeah. Our father, real men drink water. So we gotta
I like
do
it.
What we gotta. Sam's Purified, get it from Sam's Club. You drink it and show your girl mad love in the bedroom. Gotta be King Kong.
That ain't no sound.
We got it going on.
Oh,
no
sound.
Man, we about to put it down. BZNZ, we run the town.
Alright, can y'all hear us now?
Testing. We steady flexing.
Oh, that's crazy, man. I don't know why this happened.
You can hear us through Facebook.
They can hear. They can, we coming through on there. But I don't know why our music not coming through. Hold on, man. We got to see. We got to see why the music not coming through. Pull that out. So I pulled it out, now I want to work. It can't work with that in there like this.
Thank you. All right, testing 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We will be with you shortly. Just sit back, listen to the music, and we'll be right back. test the test of 1-2. I hope you like it. It's me and the crew. We don't play no games with you.
John, go and get you some bars, John.
Man, EZ. We on the move. We in the groove. We about to show and prove. Tonight's topic, we about to rock it. Let the ladies pop, lock it, and drop it.
Boys like a bug. Oh, man. We getting ready to get the show started, ladies and gentlemen. Please prepare yourself. Get your seatbelts. Raise your tray tables. Empty all garbage you may have. Clear your mind. We're going to get it started.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
That's right. That's right. The payoff is never, and I do mean never, ever, 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 ever cheap. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe, and we got your boy, Big John, in the building.
Yes, sir.
Smoking them black and mouths. Nah. Man, so, get yourself ready. We about to do this thing. Tonight's topic, mastering singleness. That's right, mastering singleness. But before we get there, man, keep in mind to drink water. Real men drink water because what?
Ooh,
our ladies certainly need us to be King Kong in the bed. Without your water, guess what? You can't use your third leg. Also, this spot that we are sitting in here pretty soon will be ready for events. It will be an event center where we are at. Will be an event center if you need any type of anything. You want to do a birthday shower, baby shower, wedding shower, bridal party, all of that, any of that, this is the place to be. All you got to do is hit me up. Really, the number to call is 1-800-226-7316. The number is 1-800-226-7316. And for a discount, tell them Cold Tyron. That's going to be your code, Cold Tyron, T-Y-R-E-N, and you'll get your discount. See? I'm your man. You'll get the discount. What else we got going on? Also, I am in the lookout for a female co-host. We need a female co-host. Kiki, she's on sabbatical right now. So while Kiki out on sabbatical, we need somebody to hold it down for Kiki. And only a few requirements. It's not much. It's that you be on time. Okay, the show starts Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, okay? So wherever time zone you may be in, just check and see what time zone, when will it be 8 p.m. Eastern in your place, wherever you at, and get in and add it up. We don't want no drama, okay? So if you are a woman that has that's got thick skin, you are more than welcome to join the crew. A woman that can think logically, that know how to speak and talk and articulate and communicate, that's who we are looking for. A woman that also would not have a problem with turning their camera on. That is a requirement. When you come on there, everybody's camera must be on because we are a professional. We are a professional podcast where we're going to give them a professional presence. We're going to give our viewers a professional presence. So if you know any woman that would love to be our co-host, please inbox me, Tyron Joe, T-Y-R-E-N. That is our weekly announcements. Govern yourself accordingly. Ain't that what they say in church?
Govern yourself accordingly.
All right, the hokey pokey shot is out there. A lot of people is going out there getting that shot.
If you don't want to get that shot, continue to give yourself some selenium, vitamin C, also zinc. Continue to take that daily. Drink you some water. Also, I heard they said the month of August is huge for pollen. And I mean, to tell you, I've been in the house all week sneezing and just blowing my nose because that pollen out there in the air has been messing me up. So yesterday and today, been the 2 days that I've been good. I've been good these days. But, yes, be careful out there. Get you some get your allergy meds. Like, hate taking stuff like that. But, boy, that's the only thing that's keeping me from blowing my nose every 2-3 minutes, man. It's been bad. Any announcements, John?
Not that I know of. I can't think of nothing that's been going on lately. I'm ready to get to the topic so we can drop it.
All right, we're going to get on the topic. I did not, let me see.
Try to move this camera. Move this camera. Get a little bit of a decent shot.
There it is. I was not able to get the definition put up on the big screen, but I got it on the phone. I'm going to read it. We're talking tonight about mastering singleness. Okay, being the master. And I'm going to read off a definition. Well, you know what? I don't even want to read off no definition. I'm going to turn the camera back to John, and I'm going to ask John in his own definition, what does it mean to master singleness to you?
Well, to master singleness, the only definition I can give is from my own experience. When I first moved up here, I was a single father. And my two kids, they was young, they was babies. And I had moved up here to Indianapolis, you know, found a place to stay, got a job, had one going to school, one going to the babysitter, and, you know, had my own car, had my own place. So it was a lot of times where I could have said, hey, I'm going to go out with y'all. And I just didn't. Something told me to just sit still. You know what I'm saying? Let me focus on myself for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching these kids. I'm in a good place, but I'm at a place where I could be better. You know what I'm saying? So instead of going out there and trying to look for a woman and what, I just mastered being single. I just, you know what I'm saying, perfected little things like keeping the crib clean. And,
so you was a single father when you moved here?
Yep, I was a single father.
When did you move here to Indianapolis?
Man, it's been so long ago. What I was doing was I was leaving Gary, and I would come up here for a week and then go back home and then come up here for a week. Go back home, come up here for a week. And I think I stayed a week with Thomas, a week with my uncle, and then my homeboy, Markel, who got on the line last week, stayed at his crib for a week because he had called me and said, hey, somebody just got fired, come up here, and I got the job. So that's how I did it. So there's a lot of times I could have went out with the coworkers or whatever and all that. And I really just, you know what I'm saying, unless it was extracurricular activities, we hooped a lot. You know what I'm saying? We came over to my house and kicked it a lot, video games, little stuff like that. But as far as going out to the club or to meet women, I just kind of stayed at home. I felt it was the time to just, like the things say, master being single and just take time to just work on myself. The world wasn't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of chilled. You know what I'm saying? Cleaned up the house. If I was bored, I was bored. But it wasn't no need, I thought, for me to just get out there and just get on a dating scene. So I just said, Lord, when you ready for me to, you know what I'm saying, meet somebody, let it be so. And that's how it happened.
Ah, okay. That's what's up right there. You didn't try to push the issue yourself. You just like you let it happen. You weren't out there trying to campaign that you said, I'm gonna continue to take care of these kids.
Yep.
and mind my business.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Let me read. All right, now I might read a few of these definitions. That it has for master and singleness. The first one, The first one, it says, it's got the his talking about the slave master. It said a man who has people working for him, especially servants or slaves. Okay, that's not the definition I want. Okay, then number two, it says a man in charge of an organization or a group. Okay, then that has the adjective, number one, having or showing very great skill or proficiency. Okay, might be able to use that one. The number two is a main or principal. Then it has, then the next one is verb. Number one, acquire complete knowledge or skill in an accomplishment, technique, or art. I can deal with that. Number two, gain control of, overcome. That's a good one too. Overcoming things. And with the topic tonight being mastering. With the conversation, the topic tonight being mastering singleness, we wanted to speak on this because something just came over yesterday. I was watching the podcast and I was like, you know what? Tomorrow's topic is going to be mastering singleness, becoming, basically, in other words, for me, I say, is becoming the master of you. And I think that is a problem that a lot of us have when it comes down to being single. And when it comes down to mastering something, that we don't have no control over ourselves, but a lot of times we try to have control over others, and it does not work like that. How is it so that you don't know how to put the fork down or push the plate back from your mouth, but you know how to tell others how to lose weight? That does not make sense. Just like, you know, some people are very quick to diagnose and judge. Oh, you need therapy, or you need some healing, or you need this, or you're out of control, you're out of line. Although what you said may be right, but how is it that you don't know what's going on in your life? You don't know what's going on in yourself, but you know how to diagnose what's going on in others. So in order to really master singleness, you have to master yourself. And what does it involve when it comes down to mastering yourself? Number one is learning how to zip your lips. You got to shut up sometimes. You have got to shut up. You got to be quiet, and you have got to pay attention. Okay, that's number one. Then number two, you need to work on everything about yourself. Listen to what John said. John said that he had just moved here as a single father. He said he wasn't trying to go out and hang out with the crowd. He said he was busy trying to do what? Take care of his kids. He wasn't worried about what everybody else is doing. He wasn't worried about what everybody else is thinking. He wasn't worried about what's going on Facebook. He wasn't worried about what's going on Instagram. But he was worried about when his children going to eat, when they going to sleep, what they going to wear to school. That's what he was worried about. Part of being the master of your own singleness, mastering yourself. Be like, you know what, I got bills coming out. I'm going to pay these bills this month. After I pay these bills, I'm going to get with a financial advisor to see how I can upgrade myself from the financial condition that I'm in, okay, because I'm tired of living in this apartment. I really want a house, so I need to go speak with some type of financial advisor and see if I can get a loan to help dig me out of there. I'm tired of clocking in on somebody else's clock, and they telling me when I can go pee, when I can go eat my lunch, when I want to be able to eat my lunch, and I want to be able to pee when I want to. So therefore, I need to do
the Stillaway program, which is, okay, continue working at this job, but at some point I'm going to be putting enough money away so I can start my own job. So therefore, I don't never ever have to worry about somebody telling me when to clock in and somebody telling me when my first break is to use the bathroom.
Mm.
We talking about mastering singleness, being able to have control over all of that in your life, not try to dictate that in somebody else's life. Because what's going to happen is once that happens, once you get to that point to where you have that type of control in your life, what's going to come to you? Other like-minded individuals that have the same control over their life. And then guess what? Y'all could begin to talk to each other, and y'all could be able to see what if you all are a match or not. We talk about mastering singleness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at some of these Bible characters. Ruth. I already know I always talk about Ruth. Ruth, in my opinion, I believe Ruth mastered singleness because what? Look, when they told Ruth that Boaz was coming, what did she say? She said, I'm going to go to the field because I want to make myself worthy. Come on. She said, I want to make myself worthy. That's the problem. A lot of y'all are not making yourself worthy. Everybody want a man. Everybody want a woman. But are you worthy? Do you qualify? Come on. Come on, you 500 pounds, but you want somebody that's a model. I ain't hating because I have seen it. I've seen models with overweight men, and I've seen, you know, small men with overweight women. I ain't hating on that. What I'm saying is, okay, what are you bringing to the table? This person every day is getting up, going to the gym, working out. I mean, they working on themselves. They hitting that gym. But you ain't doing nothing. Would you say that you are a dead weight? I mean, are you even encouraging this person? Are you being encouraged yourself to get up and go work out and better yourself? Come on now. We talking about being the master. We talking about mixing. That would not even mix. Mastering singleness. Getting to the point to whereas the little stuff that used to bother you don't bother you no more. Come on, that's how you know you're the master of something. Like, well, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, when I get to the next relationship, you know, then I work on that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be too late, sweetheart. You might want to work on that now. I think on Monday I posted up, I talked about Monday about when you were talking about putting in the real work. Okay, what does it look like when you put in the real work? And I said a great perfect example of that would be is looking at a couple that was once married, got divorced, and then came back to each other and said, I want to do it again. I only know a few, and I can't even name their names right now. I mean, I can't even name them in the back of my head, but I do remember a few couples doing that. That's something that's unheard of. That's something that don't happen often. But that is something that must be looked at. How is it, John? I'm going to turn the camera back on. But how is it, John, that people that used to be married divorce and then figure out doing it again? What does that tell you about that couple, John?
You said they divorced and they end up doing it again?
Yeah. What does that tell you about them?
Well, you know what? If we're on the outside looking in, I don't know, but it's looking like to me that if you divorced and you got back and went and got back married again, you probably should have slowed it down the first time. You know what I'm saying? Because you're still together. You probably should have just slowed it down the first time and said, wait a minute. We getting too, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 to the point we can't take it. But you love each other so much that you went and got back, got married again. You should have just slowed it down the first time and maybe you wouldn't have to go through that. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of times.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Life is popping so fast, we don't take time to slow stuff down. You know what I'm saying? We talk about mastering singleness. To master something, it has to be repetition. Repetition so much till it becomes second nature. You know what I mean? Bruce Lee said, when the time comes, I don't hit. It hits all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about his fist. He said, when the time comes,
yeah,
I don't hit. It hits all by itself. So his body, he was a master. You know
body
what I'm saying?
Condition.
His body conditioned to move on his own. You know what I mean? So we have to do that and try to do that in everything we do. So when you have mastered singleness, you care, my life is good. I got this shit down pat. Now it's time that I got myself together and I'm happy. Let's try to see, can I do this relationship thing? Can I find somebody that, you know, because everybody want to be with somebody. Nobody want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? But if you haven't learned to take care of your issues, you know what I'm saying, then you're not ready.
You know what, John, I'm going to say this. I'm so glad that you said everybody want to be with somebody. Don't nobody want to be alone, because we live in a culture, John, where ladies, because I ain't never heard no man say this, but ladies, I'm starting to read up and down my Facebook timeline, and I see posts talking about, you know, I'm happy being single. It ain't nothing like you. I should have chose this a long time ago, because this single life is good for me, girl. And I'm like, stop playing. But then wait. Then like maybe a couple of days later, you'll get the single being single suck. Adulting suck. I got to pay this bill. I got to pay that bill. But wait a minute.
I need a man.
That's what I'm saying. But wait a minute, though. What happened to you was happy being single? Come on, we got to stop the cap. Let me read these comments. I see Dwayne. He said they seem to have worked on themselves in order to qualify. They remarried. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally believe that they worked on themselves. Let me see. Dwayne again said it's possible that the two did the work to qualify. They remarried. Absolutely. Absolutely. They capped it about love and single. Most definitely. Okay, I was wondering if you was ready, CC. I was wondering if you was ready to come in. I said I'm gonna get it high for you. I was wondering because, yeah, I'm gonna say this though, but that's what it says though. That's what it means to me about somebody that I mean, because it doesn't happen much, but for somebody to be married to this person 20 some years, like a couple, I know of, they was married 20 some years, right? Got divorced. Baby was divorced for a good 5-10 years. And said, you know, we're going to do this thing again.
Mm-hmm.
They've been away from each other 5-10 years. And they said, we're going to do this thing again. That lets me know that they did the necessary work that need to be done. Yes, and I agree with John. It would have been great for them to do that work when they was married the first time so they wouldn't have had to get the divorce. But the fact that they did the work, and after they did the work, they said, hey, we still living. Let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's what I'm talking about as far as mastering singleness. Those are the type of people that I would love to just sit and talk to and learn from, because that's some real knowledge and jewels that's going to come from that person, because not a lot of people doing that. Most people soon, you know, I didn't hear a lady tell me, oh, I don't go backwards. Forward is the only motion. So once I'm done with you, it ain't no turning back. You know, I mean, she might throw it back and look back at it, but it ain't no turning back. All right, let me bring in Miss CC.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
No.
Yeah, first of all,
Oh, there we go. There we go. There
I
we go.
Cannot.
Mr. CC? No. Nope.
Hey,
no.
No, I'm getting my hair taken down, so I'm taking the camera back off. But
see, this is what I just got to be talking about, y'all.
What's she saying?
She got to turn her camera off.
Her
but she getting her hair taken down. All right, I give you a pass. I give you a pass. You getting your hair taken down.
Trackless out here looking.
Yeah, you should have got them tracks done earlier.
You know what? Whatever. But so me and this my sister basically we here in the show and we.
What's your sister name?
She ain't coming on. She said no.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on, man. Wait. Stop the show. We ain't going to have insubordination. What you mean? No.
What a sound effect.
I'm saying we don't even see you on the show anyway, so you can still talk from where you at.
All I said was, what's her name?
She don't want, so, no.
You can't even give us your name.
Wow.
We up here losing viewers right now because
what's
of what
her nickname?
We losing viewers because what you just said.
What's her nickname?
Amber.
Amber, do you love me? Are you riding? So you never ever leave from beside me because I want you and I need you and I'm down for y'all always.
Okay, y'all, cut it out. Okay, so.
now she want to come back on camera. Man, stop playing.
You know what?
Go ahead and talk. I'm listening to
right.
you. Go ahead and talk.
So when you were talking about, you know, the different relationships, so you got some people, we were just, me and her were just talking, you know, some people, they don't want to start over. So, you know, they feel like getting a chance, you know, taking the time out to learn somebody new, and it's a process. You be like, I really don't feel like doing all that, so I just rather stick, to the one who I'm with. Or it could be a case to where y'all really had a real bond and stuff, and y'all could wind up back together. But a lot of people, which is at that stage, so they just don't want to start over. And it's like, that's not a good space to be. I feel like I was there at a period of time, but it's like now, with God has removed certain things, so it's like, okay, I guess I'm open to doing that. But you can become, you can get in that place to where you're just like, I know this person know me well. You know, so you'll bend the block. And that's probably, you know, what happened with that couple there, but they have a story that they can look back and tell other people, because I was just telling this young lady earlier, you know, and this guy that I met, I'm like, don't badmouth the person who you're with, you know, because that thing could turn around. And if it turns around, you're going to be looking crazy. And now everybody else looking at this person like, well, you said you would never be with so-and-so again, or you said this, but it's like now you're back with them. So you never know what the future really entitled for real. So things could happen. And I didn't hear the rest of the part you guys were talking about, but, you know, mastering singleness, absolutely. You have to be, like you said, are you dead weight? This person is being the best version of them, you know, loving their life.
Come on.
Great, and you're just sitting around. And you feel like you deserve a chick with a Coke bottle shape, but you know you out here stripping, or you want a man with muscles, but then you out here making excuses for being the way you are, and that's not cool because y'all killing each other vibe. And I'm like, I feel like it's an equally yoked thing. Like I said, for me now, I can't deal with nobody or don't want to be with nobody who doesn't think the same way or at least somewhat on the same level as me, because it's like, even together, I'm watching you eat hamburgers and you got grease dripping down your throat and your neck, you know what I'm saying? And I'm over here all extra healthy and I'm looking at you and I'm
come
like,
on,
like, this is not cool. Or you looking at her and she just all laid out. She can't do nothing. She tired. And you got all this energy and you want to go somewhere and she, baby, I'm tired. That food don't work. That ain't cool.
Well, you know, it ain't even got to be all that. You might just want to have sex and she talking about she tired. Come on now. You might want her to throw it back.
I looked at it in the marriage. You know what I'm saying? You got with this man and, you know, you looked a certain way, or you got this and looked a certain way. You done put 50 pounds on them and now you expect them to be okay with that and cool with the death do us part. Nah. That ain't cool, because you done lost that umpness about you and he wasn't expecting that, or she wasn't expecting it. Now you forcing them to have to deal with this. You're not the same person. Seriously, a change happened. And I feel like that can happen. That can happen easily. But you have to be, I guess, compassionate to a certain degree, because in a woman's case, you know, we get a lot of women get relaxed. We get comfy, like, okay, we found the one. This bait is boo. I can chill. He ain't going to. No,
and that's bad right there. That is bad.
He may have wandering eyes. You know what I'm saying? You know, he may be, you won't look like how you used to look. So that lady walked past, you know, remind you of how you used to look. So, I mean, you can't get too relaxed. And, of course, y'all want women to bear children and all that other stuff. So then y'all got to compromise a little bit. But it's up to those though. It's not cool. I feel like that is dead weight. That person's out there living their best life and the best version of them. If you're not willing to be on that level, you're not where they at, don't go looking for them kind of people. Yeah, you know, he may have a bag and he may be a B-O-N, but so what? You know, after a while, that man with the muscles, you might, you know, try to tip out on that B-O-N. Or she may be a BBW, but you want a one that's a little slender, and you may try to tip out on her. So that's not cool. Don't waste people's time is what I'm basically saying.
Most definitely. I totally agree with what you're saying. Don't waste your time, because if you really not attracted or really can't see yourself being with that person from the start, don't even try to make it work. But if you think like, you know, wait, we really have a chance here, you know what I'm saying? There's some things that I can learn from this person. There's some things this person can learn from me. Like, you know, this person is willing and open, got a positive mind. You know, like you see you, I see you out there doing your 7 miles. You get your man and say, you know, a man that ain't really used to doing 7 miles, but you know what? They like, you know what? I think I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it ain't going to do nothing to help me in the long run. Then they let you know right there, CeCe, okay, you got your man that's open-minded, a man that's going to be conscious about his health, a man that you can do something with.
That's true. Right. Because, I mean, nobody signed up to be a caretaker right away. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. Nobody signed up to be a caretaker. Help us, Lord.
Not right away. Not cut it. Now, you know. I'm trying to enjoy you for a minute. You know, I'm not trying to be all up in you with these doctor visits. Not right away.
I hear you.
And I'm looking at the comment here, too. You know, Dwayne was this man saying that they don't buy you. They don't see your gifts. And, yeah, people, there is certain qualities in people to where you can't oversee that. But I just think having a healthy mindset, being in a healthy spot with one another, that can bring a whole lot of change. That brings about good communication. Y'all walking, y'all exercise, y'all had good talks that y'all probably wouldn't even talk about time. You know, you got to a point y'all lost communication. You know, a lot of stuff can be restored by doing different things. Or, you like you said, working on yourself.
So, CeCe, you basically saying keep that same energy that you had when you met that person.
Absolutely, yes. You better keep it.
That's good advice.
Yeah, you better keep it. You can't lose that. I mean, because that made them, you know, is what drawn them to you in the first place. You know what
I'm
saying? Right. That's who they fell in love with.
Right.
That person ain't there no more. And you can't get mad. You can't get mad if that person started to behave, because you're not the same. A change happened, whether you realize it or not.
Right.
Something happened along the way. Whether it's you, you know, fell out of love, whether it's, you know, you went through a thing within yourself personally, but we just know that something happened. And it's like, okay, if your spouse or whomever you with points that out, something you can't be like, nah, I ain't changed. It's just you. No, something happened. And you see that a lot in women, for real, because we go through a phase. So women, they could really lose themselves along the way somehow, for real. Either it's overthinking. Whether it's insecurity, whether it's, you know, it happens to a lot of women. And it's a lot of internal stuff. They overthink, and I've done it before. Think too hard. Are you looking at him to be that person that's going to build you or to compliment you all the time or all, you know, all this other stuff? And that person stopped doing that. Life get busy. Like you find yourself in a place you were longing for this stuff. Now you lost yourself. And that's best. We talk about mastering singleness, being whole. You wasn't whole because you was looking at that person to be too much. You put too much on that man. You wanted him to be everything. Literally, you wanted him to be everything. And he couldn't do all that. Now you sitting looking crazy, and he like, you know, he couldn't be. You basically made him an idol in your life. You low-key made him a god.
Ooh.
You wanted him to be your father. That father that wasn't there, you wanted him to be your husband, your provider, your best friend. That's too much. He couldn't be all that now. So that's my take, y'all. But that's what be happening. That's what be happening. We same thing with men. I've dated guys who have mother issues, you know. You remind me of my mama. I want a girl like my mama.
Wow.
Like, man, I'm not your mom. How could you be attracted to me on that? You know, it was weird to me because I'm like, you were low-key rebellious to your mama. Are you attracted to your mama? Would you want to sleep with your mama? I'm not trying to control you. You know what I'm saying? So that brought issues right there. That brought issues because I'm not trying to control you. I'm not your mama. I'm the chick you're supposed to be dating. I'm your girlfriend. I'm not your mama, bro. You looking at me like a mama figure. All right, how could you be still attractive and turned on to somebody that reminds you of your mama? Like, weird.
I mean, sad to say, but that it happens a lot. Men tend to choose women that remind them of their moms, and women tend to choose men that remind them of their dads.
That's true. But, dude, I felt like at a period of time, it's like he really started to look at me like I was his mama. And I'm like, bro, I'm not your mama.
That's
and I feel
a little,
like he really,
well, he said that outright.
Yeah, when I first met him, we prayed. He was like, because his mom is deceased, and he like, you remind me so much of my mom, you know. And I'm like, that was, you know, it's cute at first. But then you like, wait, he a little rebellious. This nigga, you know. You was, I'm like, wait, you acting like a.
You said that nigga was rebellious.
Yeah, like, I feel like he would just do stuff. Like, he could, like, it wasn't even trying to, like, control or tell him what to do. It's like, you say something, he gonna do the opposite. And it's like, wait, I feel like you really think I'm your mama. I'm like, you was rebellious.
Wow.
Yeah, but, I mean, good guy, but some mommy issues there.
Okay, what we going to do, we're going to play a video, bring a little bit more context to this thing. We're going to play a video. Hopefully, Dwayne is saying, stop it. Hopefully, Dwayne, he'll be in the studio by then after we play this video, maybe take a break. But we're gonna add a little bit of context, just a little bit of context to this thing here, because we want y'all to see some, just to see this conversation. Let me see. We're gonna share the screen. I'm sorry. I want y'all to see this conversation, and we want to get the views and the opinions. Get your views and your opinions. Oh, hold on 1 second. I see Mr. D in the studio, man. Hold on. I mean, I see him in the phone queue. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna bring it up out of the. Bring Mr. D in.
Gonna bring that old salty dog on.
What up, man. Mr. D?
What's up, salty dog?
Hey, man. I'm gonna give these young whippersnappers a break tonight. Not going to drop it like a sod. I heard what CC was laying down. Some of it is a whole lot of, and you know, hey, Big John, good to hear you, man. And King Dwayne, I'm checking you out on the big screen here. But I want to drop some truth on you real quick before I get out of here. Master singleness is you have to understand and know yourself. Now, don't nobody tell a lie and say, I know myself, because they don't. Because they would do something and get in a situation and then realize that they'd done something that they really did not want to do. So don't lie and say, I know myself. Man, I done went to school with dudes and girls and seen them years later. And then, hey, I know you. I said, well, dang, go. You better than I am because I don't even know myself. In order to master singleness, you know, in order to master singleness, first you got to know yourself. And anybody that lays it on the table and said that they know themselves, I can prove to them without knowing you or touching you that that is not the truth. Boy, ain't I strong with that. Mm.
Watch out now.
But you know, you don't know yourself, but when you're content with the state you're in, that's pretty good. But for someone to come on with that. Now, I heard what C was saying about the dude freaking out over his mama. Now, that's kind of rough on me. Now, I can't guy hooking up with a girl that puts him in the mind of his mother. I'm sorry. I can't go that route. But, hey, I guess whatever floats your boat. And you know, I heard girl C, she was doing a lot of talking, man. And I'm going to have to jump off of here and do that Uber thing. But She was doing a lot of talking, and a lot of talking she was doing just wasn't holding no water with the old dinosaur. I mean, you know, she was pumping her guns real good. I agree with her. A lot of women, after they get the man they want, they do get relaxed and let themselves go. But, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat, I guess. Hey, man, I'm going to take a Pepsi, man. He got me all choked up like 95 catching 70. I'm listening, man. Y'all bring it on.
She didn't need a little schooling, that's all. I'm in my car by myself. I jump in my road truck by myself. If it so happened when I decide to pick a navigator, which is that white, she sits in that navigator. Just not just everybody gets to sit in the front seat with the captain. You know what I'm saying? But all these women that try to say we number one, we got to debunk all these dumb sayings. She's our backbone. She's the key to our success. No, my God is all those. And the way you master yourself is like Mr. D said, you understand your assets. You know yourself top to bottom, so you understand your assets, because relationships are about assets and knocking down the liabilities. You should be an asset to Big John. I should be an asset to Big John. If that's not the case, I can't be a friend to Big John. I'm a liability. I'm weight, dead weight. And the fact that these women like to sit always every time they get, if they got 3 degrees, you're going to hear about it. Men don't do that. If they got 4 raises or promotions, you got to hear about it. Nigga, I can do this. Just like in the video, I'm like going back and forth with the man. See, that's the only mistake I say about the brother. I wouldn't have went back and forth with him because I'm not a child. I can do this. No, I did.
What's jealousy, CC? CC got a lot of talking in chat room.
She's coming out of, she's showing her hand. She's coming out of the playbook that they use. Sign. She's so guilty. Need to be right. Attest to it. Me and you, we work all the way. And I'm sure Big John did it too. Did we not just work a whole pandemic through every rain, sleet, snow?
Yeah, sure.
What the heck? We got to be jealous of somebody when we get up and use our hands. Ain't nobody jealous of you. Not at all.
No, I ain't jealous of no one.
If you tell yourself that men are jealous of you, then you'll never do work to be worthy. That's your answer right there, Ty. They'll never be worthy because they keep giving themselves excuses about what's wrong with us. But we're out providing and taking care of everything we need to take care of, still can't give us no credit. But a real man don't care about your credit.
And we don't care about no degrees either. Honestly, she's talking about, so if you don't care about my degrees, why are you asking me what I bring to the table? Because the thing is, who you are as a person is better than that degree. So hold on, y'all. The dude asks, what do you bring to the table besides sex?
Right.
What about those roots who out there who bring that good work in into that household and all of that? What about them? Because we talking about the other ones. I want to talk about the good ones. What about the good ones that bring that root style to the relationship?
Well, see, John, Big John, we got to talk about the other ones because the other ones are 99.99999. The roots are 0.002. Some they out there. But they very infinitesimal. They out there. And thank God for them. So when they ask why we single, guess what? Because we hold it out for her. That's why. We hold it out for her.
Let me say this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuning in, hit that number at the bottom of the screen. Matter of fact, I'm going to do this real quick. I know you can probably see. I'm going to raise the camera up just a little bit, and you can see the number. If you want to join the conversation, because you got about 10 minutes before the phone line shut down on you. And what we're gonna do real quick, we're gonna bring Mr. D come on. Go ahead, Mr. D. Oh, I ain't even. I got to be. I muted his mic. Hold on.
Hey, man, I was listening to what the guys were saying, and as usual, King Dwayne brought the heat. Well, I tell you, that no wonder he's the king, because he brings the heat. Hey, Big John, I'm with you a little bit there, man, but listen, as you can see, Ty, I already put it up on the chat, man. CC needs to go to Mr. D's school, you know, so she can get some understanding. I think maybe the wine she was drinking tonight got the best of her, you know, and it sort of clouded her thoughts a little bit. but then again, I understand her point, you know, because after all, this is a true saying, what I'm about to say now. With age should come wisdom and knowledge. And, you know, with her still being a young lady fresh out of the bucket box, you know, I can understand why she think like that, you know. But her thinking is a little bit on the flip side of the pancake. She got to stir the eggs up right and get the whole breakfast together. But, I mean, King Dwayne's right, man. I mean, 99, 99, 99, 99. Most of these women out there, the first thing they holler, I can do anything a man can do. A lady said that in a church I was visiting, man, and I fell off the pew. Because I'm trying to figure out how is a church woman can do everything a man can do. She can make baby stew. She does. You know, so that messed me up, man. I was looking cross-eyed at that lady till I left that building, man. but listen, it's a true saying, though. A lot of people don't like to admit it, but before you can really understand somebody else, you've got to know yourself first. And I'll run back on that, what I said earlier. One of my classmates said, hey, man, I know you. I jumped back. Whoa, that's funny. I don't even know myself yet. I'm still learning me. But listen, to the women and to the man, you've got to be in your own lane. Any woman that considers herself a woman and she's not ready to be submissive to her man need not ever bring a church verse or Bible verse out of her mouth, because she cannot prove nowhere with the tampered with King James Version where God took dominion away from man from Adam all the way to now and whenever. He said, I gave you dominion over everything. So woman, get in your lane. If you don't want to be submissive, then go on and be whatever they call, what do they call them things now? Non-binary, so whatever. I mean, you know, be what you want to be, you know. But
yeah,
don't consider yourself a woman. Hey, man, I'm going to knock down this Pepsi, man. But y'all got a nice little show going. Too bad CC started out on the wrong side of the highway and fell in a chuck hole. But she'll be okay. She's a nice girl. She'll be all right.
All right, let's bring CC in. Lord help us. CC,
this ain't double dust now.
CC, come up off mute. CC, it's your big time to shine.
Nah, hold on, my bad. Not man, like I said, a bunch of cap, bro. Women
who capping though? Who capping? Who capping?
So here's the thing. Women are not out, like real women are not out here talking about, I can do this all on my own. I don't want to be submissive. I don't even talk like this. Come on, let's be serious. But you're not about to sit here as a man.
Okay, what's your role? Stop right there. You said, bro, we know our role. What is your role? Stop right there. Tell
we
me your role.
Submissive woman, we know our role and what we can do for a man. A real woman knows this, so we don't need you asking what do we bring to the table, baby, because we so
Wait, hold on. Wait. What you talking about, throat?
I'm talking about the video. The video, because that's basically what we're talking about. So, again, he's an immature. That's a child rapist.
Hey, that is not your child. That dude is the intelligent brother. Yesterday, my bro. Me and Devin was talking to
Devin is about this guy's age, and Devin is on a great path. He's on his way to a trade as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Devin, I said, you know what? This is the time to bump your heads because through your 30s, you build your career. Because by your 40s and upwards, your money should be on a high.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes for men.
Mm-hmm.
That's why most men that are the age of that young man that was on that thing, they're not ready for marriage yet.
Right.
That's why Boy always talking about these women. If they, at the age that they are, when it's time to have children, which 30 should be the cutoff point, unless you just want to go and decide to do that, if you're wanting to be provided for, deal with the men who have caught their finances slide. And it's not in your 20s unless you're absolutely.
That's true.
But that's what I'm saying about him, though. He's in his 20s. He hasn't met his roof yet. You know what I'm saying? He's not even, I don't think he's in the lane to want to meet his roof. You know what I'm saying? He's an electrician. That dude, he said before, he does modeling. You know what I'm saying? So he's got this plethora of women that, and he'll tell you, he said, when I would meet a woman, he was like, my main goal is sex. He said that, which is fine because he's being truthful. But my thing is, he hasn't found the one yet, and he's probably not looking for that roof. But that roof is going to find him, and when that roof does find him, he's not going to be able to ask that roof, well, what are you bringing to the table? Because he's already going to know. You know what I'm saying? He's already going to know.
But she can't pick him, though, Big John. She can't pick him. Can a flower pick itself?
No.
That's what a woman represents, bro. The woman is supposed to stay put. When you're on a walk with your wife, your family, what you outside, you see the flowers, you see the lilies, you see all that. How many times have you as a child picked up a date? Because it caught your eye.
Mm-hmm.
I tell these young brothers all the time, that's what your purpose is like. That's what building your purpose in God is like. When you actually find out who you are, that means you'll never let anybody in your sphere that will take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And it could be family. It could be blood. But when you find her and a man is supposed to find her, she is going to stop everything about him in his tracks, and he has to pick that flower.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right
there in
right.
The
right. Hey, but look what your girl just wrote, though, bro. Look what your girl just wrote.
Right. What you say? Because like,
I can't see it.
Other women, yeah, they load us up and throw scripture at us until they meet a man, a king.
She wrote.
Like, know that.
She said, bro, get fired. You're going to see what she brings.
It's bragging and boasting and it's funny.
Y'all don't think it's some truth to that statement, though?
to one statement. Bro, get fired.
Get fired and see what she brings to the table.
She might leave.
How many streams of income do you think a real man got?
And look, y'all, but I'm not even saying in a negative way. I'm saying in a positive way. You know what I'm saying?
But it goes back to what you said, Big John. You don't think that brother know that? That's why they had a talk at the beginning.
Right.
True.
You know what I mean?
There's a difference between talking down your man when he's in that spot and actually building him up so when it gets there, it's like, baby, we got this.
Right.
You break that man. But at your words, your tongue is the strongest member of your body. You're going to break the young man.
Brother.
There's a boy in that young grown man, just like there's a little girl in that grown woman.
Right.
You don't break that in that man. And then when he goes, then, oh, he went and cheated with a basic woman because you probably caused it. He slapped me across the table because you probably caused it. Because you acting like a little sister. You acting like a little sister. What
you teaching, brother?
Out of smack because they know you can't touch. Now you acting like a little sister instead of a wife, a grown child with breasts. That's how you act.
But then again, we talking about the bad ones. The good ones, you won't have to go through that with them. Like you said, they're going to be like, oh, we got this. You won't even skip a beat.
I got something for CeCe, though. Hold on.
She's going to say, we got this.
Yeah.
Fact.
I got a little
Fact.
Something for her, though.
Yo, what you about to play?
What was that?
All right. The fly getting quiet. Hold on. Wait, CeCe, let me bring CeCe back. Now, say it again, CeCe. You said we got
it. I said, buddy said they asked him what she going to bring to the table. Like I said, that lecture, get shocked up on that pole or something. And then once this activates, you're going to see how much she was sitting at that same table. You're going to, like you said, you're going to see that she sit at that table or leave.
Hold on, wait.
Some type memory?
I'm going to walk away.
And but is that what was going on?
If I say, oh, well, these things don't bother me right now, knowing deep well that they do, and then I go cheat on you, then what? I'm the bad person. I'm the hoe.
I wonder what those things.
I'm the
really wonder what they were. Amber, can you do me a favor?
Go ahead.
I want you to make sure you watch this podcast on Facebook or YouTube. Uh-huh. Remember my face, because I do uh-huh. similar work that you do. Not the same thing, but similar. So if you ever see uh-huh. my face, I want to know who you are, so just say, hey, so I know that it's you.
Okay.
So you said it was something that he did. You said that it was some stuff that you couldn't handle that he was doing.
It was a pattern. It was a pattern of, oh, I forgot. And it was small things, but it was something that I had already said in the beginning. This is what my ex did, and I don't like that.
That's cool.
I don't want
was
that.
Was it sexual? Was it sexual?
Oh, my no. God.
Okay.
And let me just say this. You gotta find somebody beyond sex, because guess what? When you're old and you ain't at the point in your life where you can still do what you do when you do it, what you gonna do then?
Okay.
Right. I mean, I'm with you. I'm just making sure. I'm just trying to.
Let me tell you something.
I'm trying to see if it was sexual.
I'm the baby of a few kids, and my mom and my dad have been married, so it ain't no daddy and mommy issues over here.
Okay. All right. I got you. Okay. So you say you communicated with him about those negative things, and the pattern kept going on and on and on.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I feel you.
And I was open, and I was honest, and I was not bitter, and I don't down talk him. He's a great person. I wish him the best in life, but you're not for me.
Okay, now I'm with that. I'm with that compared to what my little sister over there talking about. I'm with that.
You know, it's not even that. It's a fact. The way it's like, I'm not going to just sit here and be like, okay, well, that's no, because you have to look at it. Men come at women. I deal with it. You know, I can't help for one. I have the grit to be the kind of woman that I am. I can't help that. That's a God given thing.
What type of woman
but
is that?
I desire.
What type of woman is that?
I am ready and willing to be a submissive woman. I'm not that sister that's out here like, oh, no, baby, I want to be submissive. I want you to do this. I want to respect my man. I want you to do all of this. I have the option not to.
Can I ask you something, CC?
Uh-huh.
So now ask Amber, would she be willing to go on a double date with me and Dwayne?
Oh, no thank you. And the only reason why is because I don't like the way you guys just made those statements before, and those are not things that I would want to, even with your time.
What statement is she talking about? See, I was on y'all team. What statement is she talking about? Stand up for him.
Right, and I spoke highly of you.
No, the thing is about
lot of CC because I think you got a lot going for yourself. But
right, and I think the same thing for you.
Exactly. But the times that I've heard you, baby girl, the way you talk, it's like you bring this what dudes did to you. Okay, that's what they did. You know what I'm saying?
About them people.
No, no. You when you talk about you can you continuously say men. You never just say, hey, John, hey, I'd have had these experiences with dudes, and that's on me to be accountable for what I attract and what I'm dealing with. Me, Big John, and Ty, we talking about what we are accountable for.
I
have to be accountable.
Oh, because what y'all don't say, really realize is all this is parent talk.
No, that's my fault. Give me my camera.
What you talking about is my fault.
All of this is Tyron doing.
That is my fault.
No,
I wasn't even the one that was. Wayne sent me the video, and the video made perfect sense to me. Why you talking?
Oh, Dwayne sent you the video.
Yeah, because, I mean, it made sense, though. I'm like, oh, man, I really enjoyed the young man. That young man on there, he made great sense because he was like, I'm bringing a lot to the table. He said, because I'm an electrician. I be fixing stuff around the house. I'm paying the bulk of the bills. So he wanted to know what she bring. I mean,
right. And so is that accolades, bro? Ain't that what he posted on?
One more question, because I don't think it was answered.
Okay.
So when a man asks a woman, what do you bring to the table? What are you looking for that answer to be?
Well, I think we have to be honest about the concept. That's what I kept trying to get to earlier when I was talking to Cece. You got to look at the whole show and see what she asked him. If she asked him what he brings, he has the right to ask what she brings.
Right.
A lot of times in context, the man's only asking the woman what she brings because she asked him.
I disagree with that. Sometimes the man opens up a table, what do you offer? And I agree with you, but what you're about to say is that a lot of those people are lacking in certain areas, and so they're asking those questions because they, you know, just are baiting or they're putting the fish out there. So you
Can I answer that question, Anna?
Sure.
I already asked that question. Yeah, I wouldn't answer that question either because I'm old-fashioned. So I believe in courting, you know what I'm saying? So there were things that I would find out, especially if I liked the lady, there were things that I would find out if I spend enough time with her because a woman's time is valuable. Everybody's time is valuable. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to find those things out about her, you know what I'm saying? So that's a question that I wouldn't have to ask. Now, if I see there's areas where she needs some guidance, and I'm a guider, you know what I'm saying? And then if I give her that guidance, it's for me to watch to see if she's going to listen or not. You know what I mean? And I'll say this also, once he tried to guide her, if she's not trying to submit to the guidance, then it's time to hit the road, Jack. It's time to hit the road.
I'm sorry, y'all. I definitely agree with that because as people, we have to understand all of us have some form of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take somebody that's willing and ready to deal with that person or see the value in that person if they weren't even continuing on with. Because everybody has been through a situation and been through something. But it's not our role, especially try to nitpick and dictate what that person's issue is. Bro, did you show up to help that individual? Did you show up to shut them down? Because a lot of times, me and Amber have both said this, have sat up here and told men what